Either way, good evening. For those who came, shkach for coming. It's late. okay. I wanted to discuss a topic related to slichos, as we're going to begin slichos, saying slichos tonight. So, when Rav Chaim Soloveitchik was a child, so he was kind of born what they call like a wunderkind. He was born in Eloy. He's born a genius. His mind was very sharp. He was known to be very witty. So we have Makoro sheets here if you want. So he was born very sharp, very witty. So there are a lot of stories from when he was younger that kind of speak to that. Sometimes they may seem like they were rude stories. He was just a child and like a little bit of a smart aleck, but he was very, very sharp. So there are a lot of those stories that they tell, that they write about. So in one of the biographies I once read, so they told the following story. That during this time period, the time period when there was Slicho, so his father, the Beis Halevi, he was trying to get his son, young Chaim Soloveitchik, out of bed. And he didn't really want to get out of bed. He wanted to sleep a little longer. So the Beis Halevi turns to, at that point, Chaim Soloveitchik and says, you know, we're in the period of the Yom Noram. During this time period, even the fish in the sea are trembling with fear. So immediately, young Chaim Soloveitchik turns back to his father, the Beis Halevi, and he says, I'm currently in my bed, in my warm bed with my pillow and everything. If the fish had warm covers and a bed, they wouldn't be trembling with fear. That was his retort to his father. I don't know how the rest of the story went. But regardless, there's obviously a concept of fear, of like pachad, during this time period. And I want to explore that just a bit and hopefully try to connect it to slichos that we're going to begin saying tonight. So the first source that I put on the source sheet is from the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet. So if you see, it's the first one. So the Rambam begins, Afal pi shetzkias shofar b'Rosh Hashanah gzeres hakasov. Even though the blowing of the shofar in Rosh Hashanah is written in the Torah, still remez yeshbo, there's a hint to tkiya shofar. Kolom aruri sheinim mishinaschem v'nir damim hikitzu mitar demaschem. Wake up, the shofar is meant to awaken us from our sleep, arise from your slumber. V'chifsu v'maaseichem, search in your actions. V'chizru b'tshuva, and return to tshuva. V'zichru b'ra'achem, and remember your Creator. Elu Ashochem Esaemes Behevle Azman, etc., etc. The shofar is meant to awaken us from our metaphorical sleep and cause us to do tshuva. Skipping about half the Rambam, then at the third to last line, at the end of the line, Umepnei Inyan Zeh. Because of this, presumably the simple interpretation is this is referring back to what we just read, that the shofar is meant to awaken us, to cause us to do tshuva. And because of this, the custom of the Jewish people is to increase charity and good deeds, v'lasok b'mitzvos, and to be osek in mitzvos, m'Rosh Hashanah v'ad Yom HaKippur, m'yaser m'kol Hashanah. That the time period between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur to increase our good deeds, our good actions, more than the rest of the year. V'nagu kulam lakom b'layla. And everyone, the custom is that everyone arises at night, basar yamim elu, during these 10 days, ulespalel bebatek nesios, and to daven in shuls bedivrei tachanunim vekivushim atriyeur hayom, and say what we call slichos. So the Rambam very clearly tells us of the minog to recite slichos. Now for the Rambam, as seems to be very clear, this is specifically during the Aser Simei Tshuva. It's specifically for the time period between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But nevertheless, this is what the Rambam is referring to. Because of what he began the halacha with, that even though Tkiyah Shofar has this remez of awakening us up from our sleep in order to cause us to do tshuva, and therefore during this time period, when it's a time period of tshuva, we awaken at night or early in the morning, and say slichos. And that's what the Rambam says. what's clear from the Rambam, and this needs to be explored more, is for some reason, the shofar plays a prominent role in tshuva process. Right? The shofar is what's awakening us in order for us to perform acts of tshuva, of returning to God. And there's something unique about, obviously, about this remez yeshbo of shofar. Now it happens to be many mefarshim quote this pasuk in Amos. I put in source 2 in Perek Gimel Halacha Vav, in pasuk Vav. Imitaka shofar ba'ir va'am lo yicharadu. That could a shofar be blown in the city, and the nation not tremble? Shofar, by its very nation, is meant to cause fear. It's meant to cause trembling. It's meant to be a sign of war. That's what the Pesukim in Bahaloscha tell us, that when we're going to war, so we blow the chatzotzros, and that's meant to be a sign of war. And that's really what the Pesukim in Amos is trying to tell us. That's the idea. The shofar is meant to create a sort of pachad within us, a certain amount of fear within us, which is, again, that's the feeling that we're supposed to have during this time period. As the Gemara in Hashanah tells us, in Amid Beis, Sefer Chaim v'Sefer Meisim Psuchim Lefanacha, that we have the Book of Life and the Book of Death that are open in front of us, and that's that fear that we're supposed to feel. Now, specifically in the context of tshuva, this idea of pachad, of fear, comes up in a few places, but one place in the Rambam, at least the first place that came to my mind, is the Rambam in Hilchos Evel and Parak Yigim Halacha Yod Beis, I put in the source 3. Kol mi she'enu mis'aba al kemo she'tzivu chachamim. Whoever did not or does not mourn the way that the Chachamim commanded, Hariza Achzari, is really acting cruelly. Ella, rather, what should a person do if someone close to him, unfortunately, Rachman al-Tzlan, dies? Ella Yifachid, V'yidayig, V'yifashfesh, B'masa, V'yachzar B'tshuva. He should, again, Yifachid, he should be fearful, be scared, and worry, and do introspection, and return to God and do tshuva. So clearly, what the Rambam's telling us is pachad in this context, is meant to elicit and cause and bring forth tshuva. Pachad is meant to be the goreim for tshuva. So when something happens, the proper way to do avelos is to have pachad, and in that way, you can do tshuva. It's meant to be the impetus for tshuva. So that's clear that in the context of tshuva, pachad does play an important role in terms of creating the tshuva process, in terms of being the impetus for returning to God. The question, and again, then if you go back to source 1 in Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet,
it seems like the not following the Hilchos Avelos or whatever according to the Chachamim is really the impetus for being chozer the tshuva, and it's also the impetus for Yivchad Vidag V'yesh V'mas.
No, well, this is obviously in the context of evil. What the Rambam is telling you is that what Avelis is supposed to elicit tshuva. The Rambam is explaining that is the point of Hilchos Avelis. Seems coarse, but that's the point. The point is to return to God. So how do you do that? Yifachid v'yidayig v'yifashfish b'masav, and then you can be chozer b'tshuva. So it's part of that process. Meaning, you're right, the Avelis is meant to be the thing to, you know, that's why if you look at the end, the Rambam has kolzeh l'hachin atzma v'yachzer of yair mishinaso. It's one of the three places that the Rambam has this metaphor of awakening from our slumber. Mm-hmm. We have in Hilchos Shuv, and it's also in Hilchos Mezuzah. Those are the three places. So, but that's the point, that this is supposed to be we're sleeping, and someone, Rachman al-Tzom, passes away, it's supposed to waken us up, like the shofar, and we're supposed to do tshuva. The way you do that is yifache. That's part, the pachad is meant to be part of that. So presumably, again, this is what the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Daled, where it starts with the tkiyah shofar, that the shofar plays a prominent role in the process of tshuva, that it's specifically the shofar that's awakening us up, and the idea is the shofar is meant to mitaka shofar ba'ir v'am lo yecharadu. It's meant to cause a certain amount of fear, because the shofar giving us fear is the process of tshuva. That pachad, that's supposed to cause tshuva. The truth is, when we think about this concept of pachad, so there's good pachad and there's bad pachad. So just to give two examples, I put in the fourth source. Again, these are just the first ones that came to mind. But the fourth source, the Perek Tes Halacha Aleph Afilchos Tshuva, the Rambam writes, is at the very end. Perek Tes has two halachas that are very long. So at the very end of the first halacha, the Rambam writes, V'mazavtem es Hashem, And if you had forsaken God, ushkisem b'machal v'mishta uznos, and you became obsessed with food, drink, lewd acts, v'dom alahem, mevi aleichem kol haklalos ha'ila, so Hashem is going to bring upon you all the curses, u'meisir kol ha'brachos, and remove all the blessings that he gave you, until you live out the rest of your days in confusion and fear and fachad. Pachad's obviously has a negative connotation here. That's what we read 2 weeks ago in the Tochacha, Pachadta Laila V'Yomam, or something along those lines. One of the curses is we're going to be fearful day and night. So obviously pachad has negative connotations as well. Now, on the other hand, we have Hilchos Evel is not necessarily positive, but if you look in Hilchos Tefillah, Perikei Alach Adalat, I put in the fifth source. So the Rambam is talking about how you should daven, and the very end of the Rambam writes, Va'omeid ke'eved lefnei rabo, so you should stand like a servant in front of his master, Be'ema b'yirav ha'fachad. V'lo yaniachad aval chalotzov. How do you stand as a servant in front of your master? Be'ema b'yirav ha'fachad. With trepidation and fear. And so here, pachad is part of the process of avodas Hashem. It's part of how you daven. The Rambam in the seventh parak of Beis HaBechir has the same language by going into the Beis HaMikdash. To have that aim a year of hafachad. I mean, obviously, that came first. But that's the idea. The pachad is part of the avodas Hashem. So obviously we have pachad that's negative, that's part of the klalos in the Tochacha, that's part of the klalos in the Rambam in Shuva parak Tes. But yeah, we have pachad that's part of avodas Hashem, and achos tefillah, and achos beis habechira. So what's what we call the kasav hashlishi? What's the deciding factor? How do you know when pachad is part of avodas Hashem, or it's a klala, or it's not a part of avodas Hashem? So the simplest way to understand it, I put in the sixth source, the Rambam in achos yisodei haTorah, perek dalet halacha yud beis. So the Rambam in the second parak pointed out that the way to attain the level of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem is to be mizbonin, is to go out and basically see all of Hashem's creations. And the next half a parak, and then parak Gimel and halach parak Dalid discusses all of God's creations, the rules of nature, how what God is, how He is, whatever it is, all those type of things. And the Rambam writes here in Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Beis of Yisodei HaTorah, Bizman she'adam misbonei midvarim ha'elu. A person is misbonei, he really can contemplate on all the things that I just described. U'makir kol ha'beruim. And he appreciates all of the creations. Mimalach ve'galgal ve'adam kayotze bo. He sees how everything was created, he contemplates how everything was created. And he sees and appreciates the wisdom of God in all of his creations. Mosiv Avol Amakom, he just increases his love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'titzma Nafsho, and his soul thirsts. V'yichme B'saro, and his body longs. Le'ov HaMakom Baruch Hu, to love God even more. And then, after all his love, 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 V'yira v'yifachin mishifluso v'daluso v'kaluso k'sheyarech atzmo l'echad mi'agufos ha'kdoshim v'ha'gidolim. And then he's scared and he has fear from his shiflus, from how lowly he is compared to the heavenly celestial being, compared to the holy beings that God created. Right, that's a result of this Avas Hashem, a result of this longing for God, this love for God, after contemplating all of his creations, is this idea of being fearful, having pachad mishifluso, from being so lowly. And so presumably, this is what we call the kasav ashlishi. On one hand, pachad can be a very bad thing. It can be a curse. On the other hand, pachad is part of our avodas Hashem. That's how we're supposed to daven. Be'ema b'yira u'b'fachad. So how do we know when it's the right thing to do? Well, it depends. If the pachad is stemming from shifluso, if the pachad is stemming from being lowly, seeing how low you are, acting lowly in regards, in relation to the Ribono Shel Olam and his holy creations, then that's part of Avodas Hashem. If a person is just going to be scared, stam, so it's not part of Avodas Hashem. I remember when COVID was very strong, so someone told me that there was a rabbi that said, it was secondhand, so I'm not even going to say the rabbi's name, but I don't know exactly how he said it, but the way it was told over to me was that he didn't understand why all the Jews were masking. Jews aren't supposed to be afraid. That was the way it was told over to me. I'm not saying that's the way he said it. Alright, disagreed on a lot. I didn't fully understand the point. But the idea that he was saying, it is true that we're not supposed to be people that are fearful. Right? If we have bitachon Hashem, then atir v'atichas. God's supposed to have our backs. So obviously, if we are fearful, that would be a curse, because then God doesn't have our backs, kiviyachol. But the idea is, if the fear is not stemming from an outside source, but the fear is stemming from when we realize where we're standing in front of the Ribono Shel Olam, the pachad is coming from shiflus, from acting and being and realizing how lowly we are. That is part of Avodas Hashem. That is how we can get closer and closer to God, because then we can truly understand, or get close to understanding, our relationship with God, what God is, and where we stand in that. And that is the way that we're supposed to get closer and closer to God. And I think that's pretty clear. And if that's true, if that's the proper way to have pachad, so that's presumably what the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuvah Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet is telling us. That the Rambam is telling us that the shofar is this important figure in the process of tshuva. What's so important about the shofar? So we pointed out, and we talk on shofar ba'ir, v'am lo yecharadu. The shofar is supposed to cause us to tremble. It's supposed to cause us to fear. It's supposed to cause us to realize that there is a war coming. That there's a war, there's a judgment day coming. But that fear is meant to be specifically pachad mishiflos, to realize where we are. Only after chifsu v'maaseichem, chizru b'tshuva, only after we have proper introspection and we realize our standing in this world, then pachad is the correct reaction, and that's part of our avodas Hashem and part of the process of tshuva. And that's why it plays such a prominent role during this time. That's why we daven during the Yomim Noraim, v'chein tein pachtecha Hashem Elokeinu akol ma'asecha ve'imasecha akol ma'shebarasa. That we're asking God to place His fear in His ma'aseh yadav, in His handiwork. Because fear is important, as long as we realize it's a fear because we realize who we are compared to God. A fear is coming from shiflos, from that humility. And I think that that's what the importance of pachad, at least during this time period, at least part of it. Now in terms of its relation to slichos, so I think slichos plays a unique role in this specifically. So just to maybe begin, 1253. Okay. So just maybe to begin. So the Rambam in the seventh source, the Rambam in the Hilchos Teshuvah Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, the Rambam tells us about the Seir HaMishaleach. The Seir HaMishaleach was, we know on Yom Kippur there were two Seirim. There was a Seir LaHashem and a Seir LaAzazel. Like one would go to God and one would be thrown off the cliff. The Seir LaAzazel, the Seir HaMishaleach, was meant to be some form of kapara. The Rambam here in Perek Aleph Halacha Beis of Tshuva tells us that the Seir HaMishaleach was only mechaper for the Averos Kalos, but the Averos Chamuros, you needed to do Tshuva. That's what the Rambam writes. You can look at it here, Parag Aleph Halacha Beis. So the question is, how is it possible that the Seir HaMishaleach can be mechaper, can atone, even for Averos Kalos, if a person doesn't do tshuva? How is there possible to be atonement? How can one achieve atonement without doing any action of tshuva? It seems to be Now, the same question can be asked on Shitas Rebbe. Rebbe is a Shita in the Mishnah on the last Parag of Yuma, that he writes that Yom Kippur is mechaper afil l'she'enam shavim. That Yom Kippur atones even for people who didn't do tshuva. Again, how is that possible? It's such a strange... You didn't do tshuva. Well, why do you get... Suddenly God's like, you know, you get a freebie? It doesn't really make sense. So the Rav writes in Al HaTshuva, he points out, if you look at the beginning of that Rambam here in Source 7, Parag Aleph Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes... Sira Mishaleach Lefishu Kapara Al Kol Yisrael. He begins by saying the Sira Mishaleach is Kapara for all of Klal Yisrael. Kapara, atonement, can happen to Yechidim, to individuals, B'toras Yachid. So an individual can achieve atonement, and it can happen to a Tzibor, to a Klal. Right? When Reuven sins, so he asks for forgiveness, and God can give him forgiveness Petoras Yachid. But then also, Petoras Tzibor, there's also a concept of kapara for a Tzibor. That's what the Rambam is telling us. The Sira Meshaleach is unique in that it's not a kapara for individual people. It's kapara al kol Yisrael. It's a kapara sa Tzibor, a kapara sa klal. It's a collective atonement. So what the Rav goes on to explain at length is that when it comes to a Yachid, if an individual sins and wants atonement, so the only way to achieve atonement is if he does tshuva. It's impossible otherwise. But if a person is part of a klal, part of the collective, so then even without tshuva, there is a way to receive kapara, because the kapara is not coming on the individual, it's coming on the community as a whole, the collective, the tzibur as a whole. Now it's part of a much longer understanding that the Rav has of Klal Yisrael in general. But that's the idea, that kapara kind of plays both roles in this sense. If you look at the Rambam, I put it here, in the last source, the Rambam writes in the Chas Shuvah Perek Bias Halacha Zayin, Yom HaKippur Nuzman Shuva Lakol Liyachin Ularabim V'Uketz Mechilo Slichal Yisrael. Yom Kippur is the time of Shuva for everyone, Liyachin Ularabim, for Yechidim, for individuals, and Rabim, and the masses. So what the Rambam, coming off of what the Rav just explained about Kapara, we say it's not just Kapara that has a concept of an individualized Kapara and the collective Kapara, but also Tshuva has Liyachid Ularabim. There's Tshuva Sayachid, and there's Tshuva Sarabim. Yom Kippur is unique in that it's the time of Tshuva not just for the individual, but also for the masses as a whole, for the Tzibor as a whole. And so we see Tshuva has the very same concept. So my Rebbe, Rav Tversky, once pointed out that if you go back to our first halacha, in Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet of Hilchos Tshuva, so the Rambam has the whole thing, and then he says, Mepnei Inyon Zeh, because of this reason, so one of the Nihugim is, Nagu Kulam Lakum Balayla Basar Yamim Elu. So the minhag is that we get up at night and we say Slicho, says the Rambam. So this is a part of Tshuvas Harabim. That the idea is, specifically, what the Rambam is telling us, specifically during this time period, is part of the tshuva of the Rabbim. It's clearly, if you read through the Rambam, it becomes a little clearer. But what the Rambam is telling us, that during this time period, where we have a time period to do tshuva, but not just tshuva sayacha, but also tshuva sarabim, not just kapara sayacha, but also kapara sarabim, one of the avenues, one of the ways to do tshuva as a Rabbim, is to come together, wake up in the middle of the night, and daven slichos, and cry out to God. That's part of the process of tshuvas harabim. Because tshuvas harabim, what comes off of it is that it creates an obligation of tefillah b'tzibur, because it brings a tzibur together. So tshuvas, one part of tshuvas harabim is tefillah b'tzibur, is coming to daven together as one. And so what comes out is the ikar din of slichos, is that it is kind of providing us a part of tshuvas harabim. But that's the point. It's not for individuals to say slichos. So the nafkamina would be, let's say someone were, you know, this happens very often in our community, when you have people going to work early or whatever, so they say slichos b'yechidos. They say slichos alone without a minyan. So there's always a question about the yud gimel mido saying Hashem Hashem. Okay, so you either skip it or you say Kikori Batori, whatever the answer is. But whatever you do, the Iker Din of Slichos, you're not accomplishing, you can't accomplish. It's impossible unless you do it with the Tzibur, because the Iker Din of Slichos is that it's part of the Tshuvas Harabim. It's part of our collective repentance. Just to give another example, I think Tversky gave this, is also the Tainus Tzibur of Yom Kippur, for example. Another way to accomplish this Tshuvas Harabim is when everyone comes and fasts together. You know, that specifically in Yom Kippur, based on what the Rambam said, but that's another way to accomplish it. But there are different ways, but by Tshuvas Harabim, there's a chova of tefillah b'tzibur, which is why, Nagu Yisrael, that's the source of the minhag for the Rambam, that we all get up together and we come together to shul and we say slichos, specifically in the shul, right? L'spal b'bate knesios. It's specifically meant to be a collective process. It's meant to be a collective prayer, and divrei kivushin, supplications, as part of this tshuvas harabim. So if that's true, that the ikar din of slichos is meant to be this collective tshuva, so we pointed out a little this morning already that tshuvas harabim, this collective tshuva, really is conditional. And we pointed out it's conditional on what we read in this morning's parasha of Lo Bashamayimhi. The Lo Bashamayimhi tells us that either the Torah isn't in the heavens or tshuva isn't in the heavens. And one of the ways the Gemara explains that pasuk of Lo Bashamayimhi is that we shouldn't feel, right, if someone feels that they're above everyone else, they're haughtier, they feel they're more arrogant, they just feel they're better than everyone else, they can't really acquire Torah. That was what the Gemara says. And we pointed out the same is true by tshuva, specifically tshuva sarabim, that if one were to feel themselves greater than everyone else in the group, in the tzibur, so they are detaching themselves from that tzibur, ipso facto, they are no longer part of that tshuva sarabim. And so in order to be part of the tshuva sarabim, is you have to see yourself as one of everyone else. In other words, you need shiflus. You need to lower oneself. You need to lower yourself. In order to accomplish this idea, you have to lower yourself and feel yourself as if you're one and the same as everyone else. If you have arrogance, you're above everyone else. So if we have these feelings of feeling lowly in that sense, and understanding that the only way we can accomplish the Iker Din of Slichos, which is Tshuva Sarabim, this collective Tshuva of everyone coming together specifically to say supplications in front of the Master of the Universe. If we can really understand what that is, and we understand that the only way to accomplish that is to lower ourselves, to feel these ideas of Shiflus, so Memela, what comes out, is we should experience this idea of Pachad. We should experience this idea of fear. When we have that shiftless and we lower ourselves and we really understand that the reason we're lowering ourselves is because in front of God, how can we really say we're greater than anyone else? You can't even measure. And when we can really understand that and lower ourselves and be part of the Tshuva Sarabim, so Mimela, we can on some level internalize those feelings of pachad, not the bad pachad, the pachad that we said that are curses, the klalos. No, the pachad mitoch shiflus. The pachad that the Rambam in Yisodei HaTorah was talking about. The pachad of lowering ourselves so we can really feel those. And that's what we pointed out before. That's kind of the way in order to get closer to God. That's what the shofar is trying to awaken us from. It's trying to awaken us and create some sort of fear so that we can be chozer b'tshuva. Because by having that fear, specifically coming out of feeling lowly, Kineged the Ribono Shel Olam, so that's how we actually, ironically, get closer and closer to the infinite, to the Ribono Shel Olam. So the idea is that as we begin Slichos, and this time period specifically, you know, in the Musar Yeshivas, it was always, Elul was always a time when people kind of walked around on eggshells, because there was a palpable fear. So we don't live in those, most of us don't live in those societies, those yeshivas. But when we start Slichos, and together with Tkiyah Shofar that we hear every day, the idea is it should create some sort of pachad. It doesn't mean to walk around with fear all day. But every day, maybe it's kedai to spend a few moments just trying to contemplate that. And the good fear, not the bad fear. The good fear of trying that it's meant to be an impetus to return to God, to do tshuva. And that hopefully can, if it hasn't yet started, it can hopefully start with the slichos that we're going to recite tonight.